Bezrus Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud Aleph in Maseches Megillah. We are going to pick up where we had left off on daf Yud Amud Beis, in middle of the Agadita. Of course, our Agadita will continue both on Yud Amud Beis and Yud Aleph Amud Aleph to darshan the Megillah, many, many beautiful drashos of Chazal that are expressed over here. It's going to be Agadita for a while as we march together with the daf Yomi. Exactly where we are is the following. We're approximately 25 lines from the bottom on Yud Amud Beis. The way to mark it in the standard Vilna Shas is there are two small Tosfos on the bottom of Yud Amud Beis, and we are six lines up from the Tosfos. And the first word on the line is Dovar Zeh Mesoros B'Yadeinu Me'Avoseinu, and we are up to Tanya Nami Hachi. Actually, we did a little bit of that before, but we'll have a little bit of overlap from yesterday. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned in a Braisa. Aron Sha'asa Moshe, Yesh Lo Eser Amos L'chol Ruach. The Aron that Moshe made had 10 Amos surrounding it. Now, the Gemara had mentioned to us that Rabbi Levi is of the opinion that the Aron didn't take up any space. And the Braisa brings this point out, because the Braisa says there were 10 Amos in every direction. And Ksiv, and the Pasuk says, what was the entire size of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Lefnei Advir Esrim Amos Orech. That there was 20 Amos by 20 Amos. Now, where did the Aron fit in those 20 Amos? In 20 Amos. Uksiv, because the Pasuk says, Knaf HaKruva Echad Eser Amos, Knaf HaKruva Echad Eser Amos, that the wingspan of the Kruvim took up 10 Amos in either direction. Aron Gufei Achi Havikoi. So if the wingspan took up 10 plus 10, which is equal to 20, so where was the Aron standing? Elav Shmamina B'nei Sayoimitz. You have to say that the Aron took up no space and was standing as a miracle. Rabbi Yechana, Rabbi Yenison Pasach La Pischa, Lahai Pirshasa Mehacha. Rabbi Yonasan began when he was being Doresh Megillah. This is a new topic that really begins our next year. And that is that Rabbi Yonasan, when he began to darshan Megillah, started this way. Remember, the previous drasha that we had that had begun our Gadita was Rabbi Levi, who started with the first pasuk, Vayhi Bimei Achashverosh, discussing the meaning of Vayhi, that sometimes good, sometimes bad. Rabbi Yonasan began the following way. The pasuk says, in Yishayo Perik Yudal V'kamti Aleim Num Hashem Tzivakos V'ichrati L'vav Hashem U'sha'ar V'nin V'neched Num Hashem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that he's going to destroy any remnant of Bavel. So what exactly are these expressions of shame, etc.? So the Gemara says, Shem ze ha-ksav, that there won't be any special script from Bavel that's going to be left. Pasuk said, Sha'ar, Sha'ar ze ha-lashon, nothing from their language is going to be left. Nin ze malchus, and nin refers to the kingdom, there's nothing to be left to malchus. V'neched zo Vashti, and then Vashti is also going to be destroyed, and so the beginning of Esther is a fulfillment of this prophecy in Yeshayo, where she gets destroyed. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani pasuk la pischa la high parshasa mehacha. He would begin when he began to darshan Megillah from the following pasuk: Tachas hanatzot yalev rosh v'sacha desirpod yalev hadas. Tachas hanatzot. Of course, this is the psukim in Yeshayo that we read on a fast day. In the place of the natzutz, natzutz is a uncomfortable tree with thorn and thistles. This refers to Haman Arasha. Sha'asa atzmai. He turned himself into a deity. So we see that it's referred to in the pasuk in Yeshayahu as a avodah zarah. There's avodah zarah. Yalev v'rosh. It's interesting. Yalev v'rosh, translated by some as a large cedar tree. I wonder if it's connected to the English word brush, as referring to a vegetated area and a positive vegetated area. Who knows? But either way, the simple reading of the pasuk is that in the place of the thorns will be a beautiful tree. V'sachas hasirpad, and also in the place of sirpad is a hard word to translate. If natsutz is literally thorns, is translated by some as the word nettle, N-E-T-T-L-E. Yale adas, the hadas, the beautiful hadas will come in its place. So the Gemara Darshins, Yala V'rosh Zem Mordechai, we're on the first narrow line. In the place of Haman will be Mordechai. Shenikra, why is he called V'rosh? So we add an aleph to the word V'rosh. Shenikra Rosh, he was the head, the Chol HaBesamim, for all the beautiful smelling things. Shenemar V'atecho Kach Lecho B'samim Rosh, Mordror. Pasuk, when describing the Ketores, says you shall take B'samim Rosh, which is Mordror, Mitar Geminon. And the Targum is Mari Dichi. And that's a reference to Mordechai, who was the leader of the Besamim, and the leader of the Besamim being someone who is leading the most beautiful parts of the world, and that is, as we're going to see, the Sanhedrin. Tachas Asirpad, Tachas Vashti, Harasha, Basmanosha Nebuchadnezzar Harasha, Shesaraf, Refidas Beis Hashem. That in the place of Vashti comes Esther, who's the Hadas, and she's referred to as the Sirpad. So the Sirpad makes reference to the fact that Nebuchadnezzar, who is the grandfather of Vashti, was Soref Refidas Beis Hashem, the boards of Beis Hashem. Dechsiv Refidas Ozav Merkavo. There's a beautiful pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Argamon Tocho, the description of the Beis Hamikdash, Argamon Tocho Ratzuf Avam and Bnos Yerushalayim. So this is a description of the floors. Actually, in Shir Hashim, they describe the floors of Yerushalayim at the Beis Hamikdash as being full of love, and that is something that's really our avoda to do during the Bein HaMitzarim. So that's a reference to Esther. Refidas Ozav Yala Hadazo Esther. It's referring to Esther. Just to clarify, we put an end quote after Refidas Ozav. In other words, Shesaref Refidas Beis Hashem Dechsiv, we see that the boards are referred to with the word Refida, which works with the word Sirpad. So we see a Refidas Ozav, end quote. And then we now have a new quote. Tachas Hasirpad Yale Hadas, this expression Yale Hadas, Zo Esther, Hatzadekesh Nikra Hadasa, Shnemar Vahi Omenes Hadasa, period. Vahayel Hashem L'Shem, and Hashem's name will be given a name, Zo Mikra Megillah, this is in reference to Mikra Megillah. La'os alam lo yikareis elu yimei Purim. And it's to remain forever. It's in reference to Purim. I heard an amazing idea from Rav Nevensel Shlita. This is recorded in the Sichos, that if you add together the Shem Hashem, it says that the name of the Megillah will, the name of Hashem will be made through Mikra Megillah. So what exactly does our Gemara mean when it says the name of Hashem will be made through Mikra Megillah? So Marenu, Rav Nevensel Shlita, has pointed out the following. If you take the numerical value of Yudkei Vavkei, that is 26. And he argues that Al-Pi Dine Torah, the Sifrei Tanakh, are actually 26 and not 24. And the reason for that is we've already had in Masechet Shabbos that there are really seven Sifrei Chumash and not five, because Parshas Bahaloscha is divided by Vayihi Bin Saya Ha'orom. So that means that there are seven Sifrei Sfarim of Torah plus the rest of Tanakh equals 26. That equals the Shem Hashem. That is the writing of the Shem Hashem. But we pronounce the Shem Hashem. The Torah Shebaal Peh, if you will, of the Shem Hashem, is Adnus. If you add up Adnus, Adnus is 65. If you add up the Masechtas, the last Masechta in terms of the chronology of Klal Yisrael that was introduced, the last Masechta is Megillah. And if you add up the Masechtas, if you count as the tradition, the Rav Nevensel taught us that the Tosefta of Kalim is divided into three different Masechtas, and therefore Kalim was once upon a time divided into three different Masechtas, you'll come to 65. And if that's so then what emerges is that the Mikra Megillah is a Shem Hashem because it completes the Shem Hashem. Now this, of course, requires a Machshava, which we've discussed in the past, that the Shem Hashem is only completed with the miracle of Purim. If you take a look at some of our 10-minute Musars on Purim, we've discussed that. Bottom line is, again, Rav Nevensel's beautiful Vart, is that's what it means, V'hayel Hashem L'Shem, that the Shem Hashem that is Merumas in the Sifrei Tanakh was only completed when Megillas Esther was introduced. Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi Pasach La Pesach La Pershas Mehacha Vaya Kasher Sas Hashem Leikechem Lehitiv Aschem Kain Yosis Lara Eschem. The Pasach Chas V'Chalila describes that if we don't do the Ratzon Hashem, so there in Parshas Kisavo, the Torah tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rejoice to punish you. Asks the Gemara, Umi chadi HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'ma palasan shavashayim, even if we're wicked, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoice in us? V'aksiv, but doesn't the Pasuk say, V'tseis, b'fnei HaChalutz v'aymrim hodi l'Hashem kitoiv kilaylam chasta. This describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu being quote-unquote victorious over the Rishon. And Rabbi Yochanan made the following diyuk. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, v'pnei malo nemar kitov ba'odazu. Why does it just say Hodu Lashem Ki Lo'olam Chasta? It doesn't say Ki Tov, and there it's the downfall of the Rishon. The Fi She'ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Sameach Bebar Palasan Shorisham, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't rejoice with the downfall of the Rishon. Similar to what we learned in the end of Maseches Brachos, that Bruria, the wife of Rebbe Meir, said that we daven for Yitamu. We daven that the sins disappear from the world. We don't rejoice when the sinners are gone. We rejoice that sins are gone. And our tefillah is that all the world's terrorists, all the world's gangsters, all the world's bad people, whatever their ethnicity, whatever their religion, that not that they disappear, but rather that their evil disappears and goodness comes to the world. What does it mean when the Pasuk describes that when the Egyptians were running after us, so they didn't, both the Egyptians, literal meaning of the Pasuk is, the Egyptians didn't come close to the Jewish people the entire night. Chazal Darsha Bikshu Malachei Asher Islam Mashira, a beautiful, famous Gemara on the bottom of Yudam Beis. The angels wanted to say, Shira Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Main Se Yodai Tovim Beyam, Va'atim Amar Shira, my people, not my chosen people, the evil people, the Egyptians, are drowning in the sea, and you're going to sing when Tzelem Elokim is suffering, even if it deserved it, and it had to be done that way, nevertheless, we don't sing. Amar Rabbi Lazar, who ain't a sus? HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not rejoice. Aval Acherim Mesis. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't rejoice, but rather Klal Yisrael is allowed to rejoice. Rashi explains that when Haman had his downfall, we did rejoice. V'dekanami, d'chsiv ken yasis, v'lo k'siv yasus. The Pasuk says, in the Tochacha, ken yasis, the Pasuk that we started with analyzing, Kenya Sis, the Mefarshim explain, refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu causing others to rejoice. That the Jews, and it's only normal for a human being to rejoice if his enemies have been overcome. However, it does not say Yasus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will rejoice. It seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not rejoice because, at the end of the day, humanity, due to its sins, was suffering. But the moment humanity, due to its sins, is suffering, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not rejoice. Just compare the mindset of our religion to the slander that goes on against Am Yisrael in the international news today. That we look at God as, of course, our model, and we see that not only do we do everything we can to minimize human pain when defending ourselves, but we say that our model, the model of all things, Kutcha Brichu, doesn't even rejoice when the Rishayim are punished. Contrast that with the goal of our enemies to kill women and children and to create mayhem. Mark continues, 5 lines from Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Pasach Laha Pischa Lai Parshosa Mehacha. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana darshan the Pasuk in the following way. Because this is how we began to darshan Megillah. The Pasuk says in Mishlei. Excuse me, this is in Koheles. La Adam Shetov Lefanav Nasan Chachma V'das V'Simcha. That man who has good in front of him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him Chachma. Zem Mordechai Yitzchak refers to Mordechai Yitzchak. V'lachote Nasan Inyan La'asof V'lichnos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Rasha, the Chote, the ability to gather a lot of possessions. The person who is good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the opportunity to gather in Chachma, Das, and Joy. But the Rasha, he gives him something else. Material possessions. Goes to show you what's important. Losses to Lufnei Elikim, Zeh Mordechai ve'Esther. V'chsiv atasim Esther ha-Mordechai al-Beis Haman. All of the Rechush that Haman had got, ultimately was given to Esther. So it's given to the Rasha, and ultimately ends up at the hand of the Adam Tov, even though what he was looking for was Chacham Das v'Simcha. Rabbi Bar Afron, he darshaned a different part. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu Memtes, when introducing Megillah, Santi chisi be'elam v'avati misham melech v'sarim. I will place my seat in a place called Elam. What is Elam? So Elam, Chazal understand, is a reference to Shushan. Rashi says on the bottom of Yud Hamed Beis, the last Rashi, the pasuk in Daniel refers to Shushan being in Elam. And what does it mean that I will destroy a Melech Visarim? Melech zo Vashti. Melech here refers to Vashti. Visarim zo Haman Vaser is Bonav. It's a reference to Haman and his children.
The Gemara continues on the bottom line on Yud Hamed Beis. A different Rasha, Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak, Pasach La Pischa Lahai Parshasa. The Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak began darshaning a Megillah with the following Mekor, Mehacha, Tapa Yud Aleph Amin Aleph. Ki Avodim Anachnu, Bavoda Seinu Loyazavnu Elokeinu Vayetalin Cheselefnei Melech Malche Paras. This Pasuk comes from the description of Klal Yisrael in Bavel, in Ezra, describes Klal Yisrael being in Avdus, a Masai. When is that referring to? Bizman Haman. It's referring to Haman. Three lines from Tapir Aleph Amnath Rokhina Bar Papa Pasuk La Pischa Lahai Parshasa. He began from another place. Mehacha Pasuk in Tehillim. Her Kafta Enosh La Roshenu Bonu Ve'esh Vamayim Vatoitzienu Lire Voya. But Esh, what's the story of Esh? That's the case of Hananiah, Mishael, Va'azariah, Bimei Nevuchadnezzar, Rasha. Ubamayim Bimei Para, that refers to in Para's days. Vatoitzienu Lire Voya, that refers to Bimei Haman. Mark continues two lines before the wide and Yud Aleph Amnath Rabbi Yochanan Pasach La Pischa Lahai Parshasa. He began with a different opening when he was discussing Purim. Mehacha, the Pasuk in Tehillim Zachar Chasle Vemunas Leves Yisrael Ro Chal Afsiaretz Es Yeshua Selikenu Emasai Ro Chal Afsiaretz Yeshua Selikenu. When did we see the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Bimei Mordechai Ve'Esther, during the days of Mordechai Ve'Esther. Mark continues on the first wide line, Reish Lakish Pasach Lo Pischa Lahai Parshasa Mehacha. He began with another Pasuk from Mishle, Ari Leham V'Rov Shekeik Moshe Rasha Al Amdol, lion groans and the bear cries out. That is an allegory to a wicked person who rules over a poor people. Ari Noheim, who is that referring to? Zen Nebuchadnezzar, Russia. This refers to Nebuchadnezzar, the Chsiv Bey, because in regards to Nebuchadnezzar, we have Nebuchadnezzar referred to as a lion in Yirmiyahu Dalid. Ola Aryeh Misub Choy. Doiv Sheke, Gzachashverish, it's in reference to Achashverish. Because in reference to Achashverosh, we have Chazal referring to him as a bear, as we see in Daniel Perek Zayin. Varu Cheva Acharei Sinyana Dom Yeladoiv.
Tani Rav Yosef and Rav Yosef Toid Elu Parsin. This is in reference to the Persians. Sheoichlin v'shoisin kedoiv. They eat and they drink like a bear. In other words, they eat a lot at once. Misurvalin basar kedov. And they eat fat, they become fat like a bear. Umigadlan Seir Kedov, and they have long hair like a bear. Ve'ein lahem menucha kedov, and they also are never calm. That's the reference. They have no calmness, just like a bear is constantly on the prowl and always uptight. Moishel, Rasha, we said Zeh Haman. It's in reference to Haman. Al-Amdol, Elu Yisrael, Shem Dalin, B'mitzvos. And they were effective on an Amdol because Klal Yisrael was lacking in mitzvos. Rebbe Lazar, Pasach La-Pischa Lai Parsha Me'acha. Rebbe Lazar Darshan, when it came to Megillah from this Pasuk, the Pasuk says, Batzal Taim Yimach HaMikarel V'Shiflus Yodayim Yidlof HaBayis. That's what the Pasuk in Kohela says. Literally, the Pasuk describes a lazy person causes the house to get flooded, the roof collapses, the house flooded. That here, in reference to Purim, it was that we were lazy, that we weren't involved in Torah, not the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We became, unfortunately, the enemy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mach. Here, the enemy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a reference to Haman. So the translation is, the enemy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu became poor. In other words, according to Rashi, that it made the enemy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to become weak, ki'ilu, he couldn't save us, because we weren't taking care of ourselves. Ve'ein mach ela ani. Mach refers to poor, that Kadosh Baruch Hu ki'ilu kaviyachol became poor. Shenemar, as the pasuk refers to when a person donates his value to the Beis HaMikdash, ve'machu me'erkecha. Ve'ein, and the pasuk that we had started with, hamikaret, that means literally that the roof has become weak in Koheles, what we had started with, batzal taimi mach hamikaret, that refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenemar, as the pasuk says, hamikarev amayim aliyos of, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu covers the water. So because Klal Yisrael was lazy, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol became weak from the Gzeres Haman, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't help us as much as he might have wanted to. He introduced Megillah with the following: Shir Amalasu Hashem Shayolanu Yemeno Yisrael Lu Hashem Shayolanu Bikum Aleinu Adam Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Without you, we would be nothing. That's what Klal Yisrael says. Klal Yisrael says, you were there for us when people came onto us. In other words, Bikum Aleinu Adam, they started up with us. Adam velo melech, and we deduce specifically it's a man, not a king. In other words, Haman, who wasn't a king. Rabba pasach la pischa lahai parasha samehachi, he would introduce Esther with the following drasha. Bir vay sadiki mismacham uvim shol rasha ye'anecha'am. When tzaddikim proliferate, then people are happy. When rishayim gain power, so then people become grown. Yismacham ze mordechai, that's what refers to Mordechai Nesel. Sivu yishu shan tzal v'smechum shol rasha ye'anach. Zehaman refers to Zehaman Dechsivayir Shushan Navocha, that the city of Shushan was bewildered and upset. Ramasna Mamehacha, Ramasna Darshins from the following. Kimi Goy Godol. Ashalayelikim Kravim Olam. How lucky is Klal Yisrael that has a god that they could call to all the time? That is reference to Haman. That Haman had alleged, according to Rashi, Yeshna Amecha Numafuzar Bein Ha'amid. And we say no, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is close. Krov may love. He's close to Klal Yisrael. They're not all spread out. Ravashi Amar Meach. Ravashi has another pasuk. Oh, Anisa Lukim Lokachas LaGoy Mikarev Goy. That Kadosh Baruch Hu took out a nation amongst another nation. Simple pasuk is referring to Mitzrayim. That he took us out from the assimilation, destruction from another nation. Same thing when it came to Purim, we were living amongst the other nations, but particularly the Persians, and they wanted to destroy us. So just like Kadosh Baruch Hu pulled us out Mitzrayim, so too he pulled us out when it came to the Parsayim. According to the Gra, the next words of the Gemara are Rav Amar Mehacha. Rav had another drasha. Vayhibi Meachath Shveirosh. Amar Rav, right? Rav taught Vay Vihi. Both of these words are a lashon of Tzara. Why? We say here in Eretz Yisrael. And also, he is also a Lashon Tzar. V'ado d'chsiv ismakartem shom lo'ivechal avodim l'shvachos. Pasuk says in the Tochacha, you'll be said, sold for avodim v'shvachos. So that was unfortunately fulfilled with Haman, as Esther says, at the end of the Megillah, it was worse than even being sold as avodim v'shvachos. U'shmol amar shmol darshan, another pasuk, lo'i me'astim v'lo'i ge'altim, the pasuk in Vayikra, in Parshas Bechukosai, even though we were far away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was lo ma'asim lo galtim l'chalosem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not destroy us, despite our sins, lo ma'asim, he didn't view us disgusting to get rid of us, b'mei ivanim, during our shortcomings during the Greek period, lo galtim, our shortcomings, b'mei nevuchanetzar, l'chalosem, b'mei haman, l'hofer brisi, atem, when the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not, despite what the other nations of the world have said, has not renounced his covenant with us. Because I am Hashem, their God, I'm still their God. What's that referring to? During Malchemes Gog u'Magog, Kadosh Baruch Hu will be with us as well. We learned in a mission, Loma Astim, that's referring to Kazdim. In the day of the Kazdim, Shemati Lem Daniel, Hanani Mishal Rezariah. I stood by Hanani Mishal Rezariah as well as Daniel, Velo Gautim, Meivan Shemati Lahem. Not only did I not forsake them, I gave them Shemat Tzadik, Rechashmano, Yuvan, who Matasero Kohen Godul, Chamois, Mehoman Shemati Lahem. Mordechai Vester, I gave them Mordechai Nes, Lahafi, Brisi Oisami, Me Parsaim Shemati Lahem. Base Rebbe, Vechach Me Doi Rois.
that given to us for the length of the Gauls was Rebbe Nechachnei Doros. In the future, the Asalavo, the Melchemes Gogu Mago, Kianir Shem Lekechel Asalavo, that's referring to future, She'ein Kol Uma V'loshin Chol Lishtot Bahem. Till the Gula Shlema, they're going to take licks at us, and they're going to cause pain to us. But La Asalavo, we'll have the phenomenon that we look for of Ein Kol Uma V'loshin Chol Lishtot Bahem. Previously, what we do is we hold on to Rebbe V'chachmei Adoros during the hard times. Rebbe Levi Omer Mehacha V'mloy Sarishu Es Yesh V'aretz. If you won't inherit the land, the pasuk describes in Bamidbar Lami Gimel, Rebbe Levi extended this to Purim because in the time of Haman as well, we won't inherit the land for the same reason. Let me explain. I didn't elaborate the pasuk V'mloy Sarishu Es Aretz. And to explain what the drush over here means, the pasuk here is a warning in Bamidbar Lami Gimel that if you're not going to kick out the people who are Balei Avera of Eretz Yisrael, the Goyim who are not willing to make peace with you and to relinquish their Ovdei Avodah Zarah, so then in such a case, V'haya, the pasuk says, Asher Tosiru Mehem, whatever you're going to leave over, L'sikim Be'inechem, they're going to constantly mess you up, V'tzaru Eschem Al Ha'aretz, and they're going to hurt you in your land. And don't kick out the Balei Avodah Zarah and the Shiva Amimim that refuse to become a Ger Toshav, so then in such a case, then ultimately, you're going to be in trouble. Same thing when it came to Shaul, that Shaul refused to kill Amalek, all parts of Amalek, and what came out was Haman. So that was a drasha of Rebbe Levi, that pasuk came back to repeat itself and hurt us during the time of Haman. Rebbe Chiya Amar Mehacha, Rebbe Chiya Darshan is the following, V'ayah kasher dimisi lasos lahem, ese lochem. Everything that I had thought to do and help you to get rid of those bad people, I will do to you if you don't get rid of their bad influences. This is very, very important. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that those who are true enemies of Torah and Klal Yisrael, of course, for those that we can make peace with, Matov Manoim, those who are not interested, who are warring against the tradition of Klal Yisrael and Torah, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't get rid of them, then ultimately all of what I would have helped you do to them will unfortunately be done to you. We're going to stop here. This is a tremendously long daf. Be'ezer Hashem, I hope to post some of the rest of it later. This is Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph in Maseches Megillah.